Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our Big Brother 19 live feed update for July 24th. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am joined today again by my American Ninja Warrior co-host, Lita. How you doing, Lita?
I'm good. I'm starting to think that all of these podcasts in a row is just you making sure that I'm ready for the roundtable because I wasn't on the So You Think You Can podcast competition. I'm just like rapidly making up all of those podcasts.
Yeah, I needed a mole on the panel, and I just needed to train you up for it. Yes, the LFC is MIA at the moment, so lots of replacements happening. But Lita is here, and she is ready to talk about what's happening on the feeds. So let's get into it. What happened yesterday? Cody talked about backdooring Paul next week. Cody wants to go after Paul. This is not a surprise to anyone, but definitely something that is sort of justifying Paul's kind of risky move here to go against Cody and Jessica's wishes, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I and probably a lot of fans are happy to see this because one of the reasons we wanted Cody back, and by we, I mean a lot of people that aren't me, but like a great deal of people wanted Cody back in the house is because they were like, okay, he's our best shot for someone to go against Paul and to take out Paul. So this is great, except that I am not sure that Jess is going to be on board with this. She seems open to it, but she also just hates Alex and is saying like that she is thinking about joining Paul's side of the house to take out someone from Alex's side, which is so crazy to me because it seems like these stragglers should be teaming up together. But, you know, why would I expect Jess to make a move that would benefit her game?
Yeah, Jess is talking to Cody saying like, wouldn't it be great if you took out Alex for me next week? If you took her out, it just, and just like that would be great. I would love that.
To the point where she wants to put up Alex this week. She's thinking about using the veto.
Yeah, and so I believe this happened yesterday. Cody was saying, "Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, if somebody dicks over my girlfriend, I'm gonna dick them over." And Jess was like, "No." Poor choice of words there.
Oh, yikes.
So there's a lot of that happening still. The conflict between Jessica and Alex is really going to be like one of the main points for, I think, why Paul succeeds here.
Yeah. Which is so sad. Like, yeah. That's just the worst case scenario that like a man succeeds because of this petty drama between two women. Like, theoretically over a boy. And this is not even like mutual. Like, Alex doesn't like Jess, but I don't think that she would let it inform her game the way that Jess is letting it inform hers.
I think it has, actually, though, because last week, you know, she should have teamed up with Jessica, but she was just like, but I hate her so much.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
She hates me so much.
But I feel like she didn't totally bomb her HOH as bad as Jessica did.
Oh no, definitely not. She did some pretty good work. You know, she did exactly what Jessica is trying to do, which is like she managed to take out one of her targets while also ingratiating herself with the rest of the house and making them feel comfortable with what she did.
Yeah,
Jessica, on the other hand, this is probably one of the only things that she's doing right. She's talking about utilizing her temptation in such a way as to force people to work with her, basically like basically pulling the mic boogie, like, hey, there's this thing out there. I probably have it and it's probably pretty powerful, so you probably don't want to mess with me.
Yeah, and she's doing the thing. It reminds me of Survivor Philippines. Abby Maria got an advantage at the auction, and it was just an advantage in the challenge. That's all it was. But she went back to camp after using the advantage in the challenge and was like, but there's also a second part that I'm not going to tell you about, where she tried to make it seem like it was a hidden immunity idol as well, which doesn't work in Survivor. But I feel like that could work in Big Brother, where there's just like a million different twists happening. So she could theoretically like say that it's this thing, or cryptically say that it's this halting hex, but then also say that there's like another part of it, or the curse works to her advantage, or she knows what the curse is and can help people, you know, navigate or something like that. I feel like Big Brother provides the opportunity to have these like huge, huge twists and advantages that she can build off of.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. Nina asks, is it good gameplay to talk about having the hex? I think so. And here's the thing. As you mentioned, she could lie about this and say it's whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know how far Big Brother will let her go with that, because when you do have such random new twists that could be basically anything, you could just basically come up with anything that seems reasonable, even if it's not reasonable. If she says, I have this thing, it's a halting hex, and it's good for the rest of the game, then people would be like, I don't think it's good for the rest of the game, but do I really want to take the risk to find out? It gets to a tricky situation where, you know, Big Brother has in the past said, like, you can't use production as strategy. I don't know how far they'll let her go. If I were her, I would ask them first and then go as far as I can go. Like, I'd be like, this is a coup d'etat that I have. It was they gave me a coup d'etat. It's good for up until like the final four or the final five.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, who's going to take the risk? Who's going to win HOH and be like, you know what? I'm going to risk this person turning it around on me and putting me up on the block if I put them up.
Yeah.
It's a huge disincentive.
Yeah, she could say the halting hex is that I stop the eviction vote and have the sole vote to evict. And who's going to play Russian roulette?
Yeah, exactly. At the very least, though, she does plan on saying that she has has some power and that it's good for the next 2 weeks and that she shouldn't be challenging her power, essentially.
Does she have a physical thing like how Christmas had the ring, or does she just have the piece of paper with the stupid poem on it?
I don't know, actually. I hadn't thought about that. There was a physical thing in the room, right? So,
yeah, because I don't know if she could walk around wearing it like an idol or whatever to just like, you know, kind of be a power move. But it just seems like she just has that stupid scroll.
Malcolm, and by Malcolm, I don't mean Cameron. I mean the actual Malcolm Survivor and wear the necklace to tribal.
Yeah.
It's okay. Laura in the chat says it was a notebook. Oh yeah,
how right, romantic!
It had the words. It had the chant. Halting hex rise.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a whole book. I thought it was just like a little note. Okay, well that's fun.
Yes, Mike said they didn't let her keep it though, so so she can't.
But Christmas got that gorgeous plastic ring. That's so unfair.
I can just imagine her walking around with the book like. Oh, do you really have a power? She flashes the book like, oh, watch out for this. I've got a book. It's got a rhyme
in
it.
Yeah, did they let us have notebooks in here? So this must be a thing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. So we'll see. We'll see how this works. I like the idea that she wants to. She's talking to Cody. She says that they're going to tell people about this power. They're going to use it up front instead of saving it, which is what they should do. But I feel like they should go further with it. They did say that if the if it gets to the point where they haven't used it and the timer has run out on it, that they want to potentially make a deal with people who are on the block to be like, hey, we'll save you if you work with us. Again, I feel like you're going to get more mileage out of pretending that it can last longer than actually trying to save somebody who's on the block. Because people don't really care about gratitude in the game. You can save them and they'll turn around next week and evict you. So I'm not sure about that plan.
Yeah. And I think that is kind of a rookie idea. And I don't think that Cody is, you know, super experienced in Big Brother. So it's understandable that he would think this, that like being indebted to someone is a legitimate strategy. But I really think that that's just a rookie mistake. When have we ever seen that? Maybe someone like Mark or something that might work on, but you know, 9 out of 10 Big Brother players are not gonna help your game just because it's like, oh well, I owe you one.
Yeah, and he already has Mark is in love.
Yeah. Mark is in love. Mark loves love.
Yeah, Mark is in love, but Cody isn't having it. He still doesn't trust Mark because Mark was, but again, like Cody just thinks backwards in this game where he's like, Mark is the one that was most loyal to me and he turned my back. Therefore, he's the worst offender. And when he comes back to me, I can't trust him. Like, no, it's the people who jumped at the first opportunity that you should trust the least. And the one that stuck around the longest that you should be like, oh, he's probably more likely to come back. It's not working out. He thinks, Cody thinks that Christmas is trusting them a lot and that he feels like they can work with Christmas. I don't know about that.
Where did this idea even come from? Like, what was the point at which they were like, yeah, Christmas, she's our girl? Like, I didn't see it on the feeds where Christmas convinced them that this was the case.
I think what happens with Cody, in a very similar way to Kevin Martin from Big Brother Canada, he takes the person who hates him the most and he thinks, that's the person I can work with most.
Well, then there's precedent for it to work.
It's true. He's also good at competitions, but I don't think Cody studied as much as Kevin, though. I think that's the problem.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
That's a shocking take.
Thank you. I'm full of them. Okay, so let's get on to the have-nots. Mark, Kevin, and Paul became have-nots. And for Mark, this is very upsetting. Mark is very annoyed about the have-not situation. He's been very like, oh, it's so hard, the slop and the sleeping and the blah. It's Mark isn't liking this.
No, he's not. And this is actually the first time that this silly, key have not box thing has caused any sort of drama, except that it just made people more mad at Mark, and literally anything that Mark did would make people mad at him. So I'm still not convinced that this twist actually like does anything in terms of like the game or better feeds or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what Mark was thinking. He basically decided, I'm going to take this temptation, have not temptation, whatever they want to call it, where you choose, you either get off of being a have not, or you get another week of being a have not. And he decided to do it like on his own secretly with Elena and not tell anyone else until later, which is just like confusing and left other people confused. And they were like, why is he being so sketchy? It's just,
yeah.
They already are like sketched out by Mark by the fact that he ran back to Cody. And this is just another thing to be like, well, this is weird.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that if you just do it like, who wants to see my HOH room? Like, who wants to go see me open the box? Then it's fine. You know, like, I don't think anybody would get mad at him for it. It's just like a community activity that everybody's gather around. But he just like did this weird thing and like somehow like put more of a target on himself with this like silly thing that was so easy to avoid, which is just very classic Mark this week. It's really Charlie Brown.
Yeah, Mark is in a precarious situation here. He has a lot of people not trusting him. He's not in on the plan to flip the vote on Ramses. He's dead set on taking Josh out. Josh is very angry with Mark. He wants to go off at Mark in the eviction ceremony. It's rough. It's looking rough for Mark. Even Matt and Raven are saying that they told Jessica and Cody that they're good for a week, meaning they're going to hold true to that word. So if Matt and Raven win the HOH, they're saying we'll probably just put Josh and Mark up on the block with the intention of taking Mark out. But this is the Showmance Alliance. They're supposed to be together, but they've just fallen apart. You know, alliances and showmances, they just don't work out sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's true in BB and in life.
Yeah. Just like our podcasting relationship just doesn't work out.
Wow. You went there.
It happens.
You're testing my fortitude for this roundtable.
Yeah, okay. So, let's see. Jessica eventually talks to Ramses, and Ramses is like, hey, you should take me off the block. And finally, he's doing something. He's saying, hey, you know, I'm a guaranteed vote to evict Josh. You never know about anyone else. There were people who voted against me last time. I still didn't even know who those people are for sure. I feel like you should probably take me off the block. That seems like a good strategy to me. And usually when the person on the block is telling you this, it's just them being self-interested, but this is like legitimately
true. He's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, shame on Ramses for not being able to sell a very strong case.
Yeah, this is what would benefit Jess. I mean, we've been talking about it, we've been beating it to death, but she's going to get blindsided. And so this is the one, this is the time where like Ramses needs to just put in work, and he just like can't put together the argument.
Yeah, it does kind of work. So Jessica, she does consider, okay, I am starting to get a little paranoid, Cody. Maybe we should take Ramses off the block and put Alex in his place. I feel like I don't want the votes to flip like they did last time. Am I just being paranoid? Am I just being paranoid?
And Cody's like, yes.
Yes. Cody's like, yeah, no, I think we should leave it the same. I think that's a good choice here. So
yeah, he's like, oh, Alex, if you put up Alex, there's no chance Josh is going home. Alex is a huge target. So just don't do that. Don't bother.
Yeah. You know, Cody came into this house. He was like, I'm going to do whatever Jess says. And Jess was like, no, we're going to work as a team. And I feel like they should have stuck with the previous arrangement. They should have been, if Jess is paranoid, you should just go for it, because it's probably the better move.
Yeah. Paranoia is just an exaggerated form of instinct. And there is probably a reason that she's feeling paranoid, so she should go with it. But did we really ever think that Cody was going to just play Jess's game and stay out of it?
No.
Like, how long did that last? No.
Yeah. So Jessica is feeling nervous. And well, here's the thing. Jessica's instincts, not really right most of the time anyway. So like, she does have the gut feeling that like, I should consider doing this and put Alex on the block. And she's like, the people I should go talk to about this are Elena and Paul.
The person who is orchestrating the blindside and the person who has no idea the blindside is happening. That's definitely where you'll get your information.
Yep.
Nice work.
So she goes and she talks to Elena about this, about her parents. She's Elena, as Lita mentioned, one of the only people who is not in on the idea that this whole thing is going to flip on Ramses. She goes to Elena and says, look, I'm getting kind of paranoid. I feel like maybe I should just use the veto and put Alex up on the block. And Elena's like, whoa, why are you paranoid? Did somebody tell you something? And Jessica's like, no, I'm getting worried. And Elena's like, well, as far as I'm aware, there's no plan in the works. And I have pretty good relationships with everyone, so I'm pretty sure I would know.
And this is so frustrating because it forces me to be like, ugh, good job, Paul, for not looping them in on this.
Yeah, it did. It really worked out. Elena is able to truthfully say that she doesn't think there's anything happening. Jess doesn't even need to go to Paul because she's convinced by what Elena says. And she goes back to Cody and she says, you know, Elena told me everything's all right. I feel a bit better about this. And Cody's like, yeah, I think this is the right move. I think we should just go for it. We should keep Ramses on the block.
Jessica, didn't you ever learn to do a research paper? You can't college. Just use one source. Go and check your work. Get another source. MLA format. Come on.
Just in general, like, you have all of the power. You don't need to keep Ramses on the block. You can put Alex up. It's not like you want to go after Alex anyway. Alex hates you anyway. There's no reason to not do this. I don't get it.
It's almost like they're not very good at this.
Almost. All right. Josh. Josh gave us a lesson in how to act defeated in the Big Brother house. I think he was taking a lot of cues from Audrey, though, because he basically said, okay, here's your Big Brother starter kit for being defeated in the Big Brother house. You need a blanket and some sunglasses. And it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. And this is another part of what's happening that's working against Jessica, because Jessica is like, man, Josh being so defeated, it really has me convinced. It really, like, I feel like if Josh is pretending, then he's a sociopath. This is impossible. So Josh is really pulling a number on Jessica here. Impressive stuff, I gotta say.
I love Josh's chats with the feeds. They're so funny.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. He's like, he's really loving it. He's like, this is the best. Like, I'm pretending I'm playing this role. I'm going to call them out when the truth comes out. They're going to be so blindsided. I love this game. I love being in this house. This is amazing.
Yeah, this is such a sweet spot for Josh because he gets to feel like he's playing really hard without having to actually like initiate any strategy or win any comps or anything like that.
He gets to be devious with somebody else's like instructions.
Right, exactly. He just like doesn't have to execute anything complicated. It's just like, this is my task for an entire week. So I'm playing Big Brother really hard, and that makes him feel powerful. But he's so funny. This is the most I've ever liked Josh, when he's just talking to the cameras and saying that, you know, these meatballs are getting played and, you know, doing some dancing and stuff like that.
He even goes up to Ramses and he's like, oh man, Ramses, I'm so defeated. I'm just basically giving up.
Guy who doesn't have a vote.
Yeah.
Just like,
Ramses, this is the, I'm so sorry it had to be up against you. Anyone else I would have felt better about, but it just sucks. You know, I'm not going to campaign against you. I'm not going to do any of that. Just don't tell anyone that I'm defeated. I don't want anyone to know. I don't want Jess and Cody to know.
I don't want to give them that satisfaction.
Oh, he's just rubbing it in. It's great. It's great.
It's so good.
So Josh is doing this. It seems as though Jessica is set on not using the veto. However, she did come close, and Kevin is kind of running his mouth a bit out in that house. He's talking a lot about like, man, if they use that veto, then we're just going to have to evict whoever else goes up on the block. I feel like Kevin kind of wants the veto to be used. That's the vibe I'm getting. He talks about it a lot, and what happens if the veto is used, Paul? Paul is like, well, it's not going to be used. And he's like, but if it is used?
Let's just say, yeah.
Yeah, he's getting some information out there. Nina says in the chat, Kevin likes Ramses, which is kind of funny because he's like used. He needs a scapegoat in the house. What is Kevin going to do without Ramses to take the fall for something?
Hey, according to Strictly the television show, Kevin and Ramses are the best of friends.
It's very true. So Angie in the chat asks, is there any shot for a flip? I do still think there is a shot here. I think that with Kevin kind of talking a little too much and Ramses having gone to Jessica previously to be like, I think things are sketchy, and just saying to Ramses, if I feel like there's any danger, I will take you off the block. Ramses just needs to like be a better player and just go to Jess and be like, look, something is happening. Something is in the works. Even if he doesn't know anything for a fact, if he's just like, listen, I'm getting sketchy vibes. I talked to Josh last night and he was acting really weird. He was like pretending that he was out, but it felt like maybe he wasn't. I don't care if he actually got that vibe. Pretend you got that vibe. Jess is amenable to actually following through with this and taking you off the block. Do everything in your power to get off the block because you don't want to be there. And I think there's a possibility that it could happen if he makes a push for it, if Jess gets some sort of bad vibe. It's possible, but if we're counting on Ramses here, I'm not super confident.
Yeah, and it can't hurt to play up Jess's paranoia, even if he doesn't know that she's paranoid yet. Like, it really cannot hurt at this point. So I don't know why he's just sitting back. I guess he must feel safe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's I mean, he does feel safe. He feels like, I think part of it is that he got kind of ruined by his last experience on the block, where he had to put himself up. He was supposed to throw the veto and then nobody believed that he did.
Yeah.
So it's like he thought, I screwed up in the most colossal way, but there was a huge target and I stayed anyway. So now he feels like, well, there's a huge target again and I haven't screwed up, so I should be even more safe than I was before. But it's not right. It's not right.
Oh, Ramses. It's sad.
Don't do that.
If I didn't love Josh so much, I would feel more sad about this.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, Ramses, he's a nice kid. He likes the show. It's sad to see him go out this way. But I feel like if he were to stay and become the ultimate winner, being like somebody that, you know, the typical Big Brother nerd winner that like wins a bunch of competitions in the end, I feel like he'd be a hated character anyway. So I feel like people are, you know, lucking out between Cameron and him. Like they're lucking out that this archetype has fallen flat this season.
Yeah, they're going out, you know, if not loved, at least not hated.
Yes. All right. So let me know if you have any questions in the chat. Otherwise, we'll start to wrap this up. This has been fun. We have, unfortunately, Karen was not on the recap. I was so excited. I was like going to stay up to watch Karen, and then her power went out. It's unfortunate. She will be back, though. We're going to get Karen back at some point. But make sure you tune in tonight for the LFC Roundtable podcast. It's tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Lita will join me, as well as Liana and John Krause. It'll be a B-team, LFC B-team podcast. Yeah.
You're always so kind to me and make me feel so welcome and prestigious and wanted on these podcasts.
Hey, B is better than all of the other letters past B, which is better than most.
Okay, that's fine. I'm getting bumped up from like the D team.
B is better than all of the letters in LFC.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, okay. You're right. You're making me feel a lot more appreciated.
You're welcome. So make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Tarrant. Lita is at Lita Tweeted. Wow, two people said this at once. Nina and Randy in the chat. The beta team tonight. It's full of betas.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you consider yourself a beta?
Is this a thing that women can like identify with? This just seems like such a man. I've never ever heard a woman say that she's a beta female.
Seems unfair to only have men be able to be alphas and betas.
I'm not saying they can't be. I'm just saying, like, is it a thing amongst women?
Well, let's make it a thing. Are you an alpha or a beta? Let's go.
Sometimes I feel like maybe instead of saying that women can do everything that men could do, we should just like make men behave just the same way as women.
Entirely.
Yeah. Like some things that men do are just not good. So maybe just like not. How about no one identifies as alphas or betas?
Yeah, I think I don't think anyone would be hurt by just dropping the alpha beta thing.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, let's have a chat with Cody about it. I'm sure he'll be very accepting of our ideas.
Yeah, we'll talk to Cody about gender politics. I think that he's really receptive to that kind of thing.
Okay. So make sure you check out the roundtable tonight. We will also be back on Wednesday night with a recap of the Vito episode. Also, make sure you check out the Taren show. It'll be dropping tomorrow. I talked with Brent all about his experience as a male escort, his experience in the Peterson trial. There's a lot of interesting stuff to talk about, so make sure you check that out. And we will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern to talk about the live feeds, give another update. And of course, I have my American Ninja Warrior co-host. Make sure you check out our American Ninja Warrior podcast. If this seemed like a contentious pairing, just wait until you listen to the Ninja Warrior podcast, where there's even more contentiousness.
Yeah, it's true. We really don't like each other.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time.